This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107. Trending this hour.
Ariana Grande will not be going to perform and present at the Grammys anymore. She got in an argument with producers. She wanted to perform her new song, but they're like, yo, but it's a 2018 awards show, so we'll let you perform it, but it's got to be in a medley with, like, your massive hits from last year. And she said, well, no, then I'm not just going
to go. So is she not going to the Grammys? Because
no.
That's a big hit for them, considering how she is the biggest pop star right now.
For sure she is. Yeah, oof. No, it's a big hit. But also at the same time, like, how big do you think you are?
I think she's pretty big.
Yeah.
She has two songs
in the top five right now.
Yeah, that went number one.
I get it. She's big, but you don't hear of, like, 2015 Gaga doing this. You don't hear of 2016 Beyonce doing this. I just... You're expected to be there,
yeah.
Especially when you're the biggest artist. You got to understand where the producers are coming from. I just find
I don't know.
It.
I think if I were a producer, I would just let her do what she wants to do because we want to have her there performing. I don't know. Dwayne Johnson says he was actually the first person asked to host the Oscars before Kevin Hart, but because of his busy schedule, he said, I just don't have time for it. Of course. Of course he's too busy.
Yeah, that's...
That would have been awesome to have him as the host, though.
I think he would have done a smash-up job.
Yeah.
He is too busy, though. You look at all the things he's got on. He's got that, like, Iron Man show. I forget what it's called. The International Strongman Competition Challenge. Ballers. Every movie. Like, the guy is nonstop. Finally, also trending this hour, The Simpsons have renewed for seasons 31 and 32 on Fox, and they will pass 700 episodes in that time.
So it's keeping its status. It is one of the longest running shows on television in history.
Yeah, I think it's the longest running comedy
ever. Well, especially for an animated series.
Single men tend to have a stronger body odor than dudes that are in relationships.
What? Why? Because they don't shower as much?
No, I think it's like actual testosterone.
Oh.
Not releasing the seed.
Okay.
I think there's like an actual biological explanation to that causes more of a scent to try to help you find a mate.
Huh.
You were saying in China, women over the age of 30 get dating leave so they can go and find a mate.
Yeah, no wonder there's pressure.
See, they just need to do what guys do and stink more. Because apparently it works in their favor. The testosterone levels, especially when working up a sweat, were tested. Sorry, the smell of these men in their shirts was tested for testosterone levels and stuff. They had women sniff the armpits of the shirts. And all women found the scent of the single men more arousing, especially when they were ovulating.
Okay, so you're telling me to stop being such a mouth breather.
Yeah. Start
using your nostrils. You, like, got a big nose for a reason, Lisa.
Like my hound dog. Just get your nose going. Start tracking. Then you won't have to take work leave next year.
I would love to take work leave. How long is it?
So they won't allow dogs in the station anymore, which sucks because I've been wanting to bring my dog around to meet my coworkers for like 6 months. Nothing. They won't let... Every time I try to bring him in, they're like, nope.
Can't we just do what they do in New York on the subway? Like, they weren't allowed to have dogs unless they were in a bag. So people were just starting to put their dogs in, like, a jacket that looked like those big blue IKEA bags.
Okay.
Why don't we just put Gordon in one of those?
Yeah, I guess. He's pretty heavy, though. Or there's some talk around here about getting a station animal that is allowed. So I really want to get a station snake.
Well, it would be so simple, right?
Mm-hmm. But we want you to help name it. And here's how we're going to do that. We want you to hit us up with stories of your ex, why they're your ex, and why we should name the snake after your ex.
You know, when Taylor Swift was called a snake, it was such a burn. But then she started to embrace it. And then we were like, no. You can't embrace that you're a snake.
No.
You're a snake.
Right.
Stop.
Well, we can still love the snake just the same.
Yeah, but...
Even if it has your ex's name, but we just thought it would be funny to put out there.
Well, and also, maybe it'll make you stop being bitter and jaded towards them. Like, get it off your chest, tell us what happened between you, and then maybe you can then let it go.
Exactly. All right, we have some options rolling in for the Hot 107 Station Snake. We want to name it after one of your exes.
Matt texted in and said her name was Susanna. We were together for 4 years and we lived together. I guess she didn't love me for the last year of our relationship and just didn't know how to tell me. So decided my birthday was the best day to tell me that it's over. Susanna the Snake has a great ring to it.
It does.
Larissa wrote in saying, my ex's name is Randall, and he's a total snake. He was rude to everyone, including my family, and he was emotionally abusive. When I finally broke up with him, he tried to steal my dog. Randall is also a fantastic name for a snake.
Okay, I got another good one here. 780-784-7107. This comes to us from Erica. He cheated on me while I was out of town with my dying grandmother. His name is Peter.
Peter the Snake. These are all great submissions. Thank you.
We don't want to laugh at these stories because some of them are just really sad.
Well, and you know what? If we can make you feel a bit better, especially with Valentine's Day approaching, maybe that's all it takes. It's just turning them into a snake and then you can move on with your life.
We don't have a name for this ex yet, but they did give us the story. This is from Cheryl. In California, with 3 kids under the age of 6, my ex let me stand in a line for a ride for an hour and a half in the heat holding a 3-year-old and entertaining the other 2 while he sat on the curb and drank beer and watched us. He said it was too hot for him.
Okay.
We need a name.
I need his name immediately because maybe a front runner. Just kidding. Rachel texted in saying his name is Stefan. My ex-boyfriend cheated on me at my family birthday party. He snuck away with my best friend and they slept together. I walked in. These people exist. It's unreal.
Imagine the surprise in your eyes. Like, I just...
No.
I'd be, really distraught, obviously.
This text here says, my ex's name is Brandon. We broke up because he didn't support me having surgery. He deserves to be the name of your snake because he's vandalized my house twice since. Christina wrote in saying, my ex's name is Sean. Sean the Snake was in the hallway at the hospital on Facebook trying to pick up other girls while I was in labor for 5 days with our second child. No.
How does she find out?
Facebook. He was messaging girls in the hallway waiting for the baby to be born.
Right, so and then she's like, wait a minute. The timing of that. Yeah, I was giving birth to your kid. What a loser. All right. We haven't decided yet, but we're going to move on for now. Okay. We may bring this back tomorrow or Monday. I feel like everybody's at their breaking point with this weather. Like, okay, that's enough now.
Mm-hmm. And I feel bad. Like, I met so many cool listeners at Justin Timberlake last night, but when we went to shake hands, like, my fingers are icicles. Yeah. I have to apologize to everyone. I'm like, sorry, it's cold out.
Another one today. Expected high is only minus 24, so 1 degree warmer than we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided with this terrible weather, it's all about positive attitude.
Optimism, baby.
As hard as it is to suggest... to do that and stay positive in this, we're going to try right now.
You are struggling to even put that into a sentence.
I wanted to just book a flight while I was talking there, somewhere warm. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Let's break the cycle. Break the negative cycle. Shake it off.
Everyone, stretch your neck. Ready?
This is a happy off.
Long, hot baths.
Mm.
Yes.
Picturing that right now.
Me?
No, just like myself.
If you ever want to feel bad about yourself, you should have a bath without the bubbles.
All right. Coffee is like so nice in your hand.
Oh, when you're holding it with both hands and you just look like the happiest little cutie pie.
So it's even like more therapeutic than normal. Yeah, next.
Faux every single day. However you pronounce it. It's faux. Just, it's important.
Faux sure it is,
faux,
yeah.
Faux show.
Your bed's more enjoyable. Like getting into under warm covers, dang right.
Can I just say something? I rent a room at your house and my room's always really cold. Can we fix that?
You said you were just going to move in for 2 months. So I just keep on turning the temperature down
until I leave.
Every month over that you've gone.
Okay, this cold weather, we're trying to make you feel happy about it right now. It's a great excuse to ditch plans. Sorry, I can't come out.
Yeah?
I'm cold.
My car won't start. Warm beer gets really cold when you put it outside.
Have you ever put your water bottle on the windowsill?
Exactly.
It's so much more refreshing Chris. After 5 minutes. Chris.
Okay, I'm starting to cheer up. This is working. Let's do a couple more.
You can wear a toque every day, and it covers your unwashed hair. It's acceptable. It's stylish.
You're thrilled that you spent that extra $900 to upgrade to heated seats that the sales guy talked you into, the car dealership. It's finally paying off.
And last but not least for me, no mosquitoes.
Yeah, it's a win. And finally for me, my upper body looks a little better in a t-shirt when it's really cold. I just like it kind of like perks everything up.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Don't flex your biceps or your pecs at me. Stop it.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. We are 1 week away from Valentine's Day.
And if you try and book a rezzo, good luck.
Yeah, you're probably too late for it now.
Oh, man, yeah.
We'll have you covered next week, though.
Yes,
we got rezzos at some of the best places in the city that we're willing to give you. So make sure you're checking out the show. We're going to do that Monday through Thursday next week. Right now, though, we're both jaded and single, so we're going to complain about it.
What are you going to do on Valentine's Day, Ryder?
You know what? I actually get excited for it because I usually get my daughter.
Right, so you guys can have
Valentine's
a little
Day.
Candlelit
so,
dinner.
I think this will be the third year in a row I'm like, hey, you want me to watch the kid?
Okay, well, it's better than my plans.
What do you got going on?
No, I usually go to like HomeSense and smell some candles. Call it a day.
Okay, so what's your complaint?
People that post pictures of their bouquet on Facebook. Okay, you're not special. Come on.
No, but that's nice.
I don't want to see it.
All right, I've got a worse one. The people that say every day is Valentine's Day.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Nobody lives in that fairy tale. No one.
It's like the only day of the year your girlfriend's going to wear a thong. Okay?
Lisa.
What?
Didn't have to get that vulgar again.
It's not vulgar.
You went to Justin Timberlake last night and loved the show.
It was so good.
You made a real connection with the trumpet player.
Yeah.
Who was like giving you the wink and gun and stuff. We got the Instagram video up at Hall 107 Edmonton.
Yes. So it's on Instagram and Facebook. It was one of those things where he was so entertaining and hilarious to me that even though Justin Timberlake was on the opposite side of the stage, I was facing this guy because I was like, you're the best part of this show.
So? Did he manage to, like, slip him your number?
No, it wasn't something that I was like, oh, he's sexy. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he looked like he was into it, though.
Well, yeah, he looked like the type of guy who is just not only so proud to be up there with the one and only Justin Timberlake, but it almost made him feel like he was Justin Timberlake.
So it was like when you're hanging out the passenger side of your best friend's ride trying to holler at girls.
I don't know what a breast...
Best friend's ride.
Yeah.
Don't make me start correcting you every time you mess up.
That is essentially what this guy was.
Right. Okay.
So look for the trumpet player tonight at the JT concert. Amazing.
All right. You ready for quick draw?
Yes. This is a good game to wake you up. It gets your brain moving.
Think Quick, the name of it. So I'm going to give you some sentences, answer them as quickly as possible. If you take too long, I'm going to buzz you.
Okay.
You don't get the point. Or if you answer incorrectly, you don't get the point. If you get more right than wrong, you win. And I'll be hooked up to the dog show caller next.
Okay.
Name something at Roger's Place that starts with the letter C.
Candy.
Okay. What's something you wear when it's cold that starts with an L?
Leggings.
Don't you wear those year-round? Gotta give you the point. Explain the Oilers' play lately with a word that starts with N.
No! Come on! That's pretty good.
I don't think I can...
What were you thinking? Why would you write that question? What else would it be?
Nasty?
Well,
nonchalant?
No, that's just rude. Next question.
I'm not giving you that one.
What?
No is not a way to describe
it. Yes, it is.
What's a word to describe Justin Timberlake that starts with the letter T? Too long.
I actually can't think of a word.
Talented.
Come on, Evans.
Tantalizing. Tingling. All right. This is it. It all comes down to this. You get it right, I'm hooked up to the dog shot collar in 3 minutes. You get it wrong, you are.
Okay.
What's a reason to celebrate in name a reason to celebrate in February that starts with the letter L.
Love. Sorry, sucka. Okay, so
I thought you were going to say linguine.
Which is also accurate. I'm so hungry.
So I guess I'll be singing some Justin Timberlake with the dog shock collar on me. When
good
I screw
luck.
Up, I get buzzed. It's next.
7.
All right, I'm hooked up to the dog shock collar. I'm so scared. I hate this game so much.
Okay, well, how about if we can calm your nerves if I don't have it in my hand?
Okay.
I only will pick it up when
once
you
I
screw
start
up.
Performing.
Because you always think that I'm just shocking you even when you're doing a good job, which has never been the case.
Mm, you've hit it by accident numerous times.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Let's do this.
It's Clueless Karaoke
with Ryder and Lisa.
In the shining, in just a like, oh, river.
No.
Place a heart of mine.
What?
You ever feel alone? Is that right? And then glamour song.
That's not English. Let's get to the chorus. Come on. Ready? Here we go.
Wanna lose you now. And we're crying at the bed instead of me.
Come on.
No.
It's a taste and now it's gone. I don't know it either, actually. Wow. I'm just picturing myself in the crowd last night, pretending to know the words myself, being like,
it's a banana. I can't do this anymore. You went to Justin Timberlake. I was supposed to join you and take a bunch of listeners with us. I couldn't because it was standing room only and my knee's no good. So you took your sister, and you and your sister were going around and meeting all the different listeners we gave tickets to. And one story in particular is sticking with you.
Yeah. Alana and her daughter Justine won tickets with us, and it was back around Halloween. We asked people to carve a Hot 107 themed pumpkin to be entered to win the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So Justine carved a Flower Shop Friday pumpkin. And she just looks so adorable. So I was like, we need to choose her.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have her at Justin Timberlake with me. And we had three separate winners. And they all had a plus one. And we were supposed to all stand together. We had floor tickets. But unfortunately, Justine's mom texted me yesterday at the show and said, unfortunately, we can't have Justine's wheelchair on the floor due to safety precautions. So they were moved up to section 102. Which were still really good seats. And I was like, okay, well, don't worry about it. I still want to come and at least say hi to you. And I just want to give a shout out to the employees at Rogers Place for being super kind to me, because I know that they're very strict. Like, you can't just go and sit somewhere if you don't have tickets to those seats.
Right.
But I just explained the situation, said I just want to at least get a picture with these people. And they were kind enough to let me through. And I just want to say, Justine, you looked beautiful at the concert last
mm-hmm.
night. She did her own makeup and she just looked amazing. And one of their friends, Graham, actually tweeted me shortly after and said, thank you so much for meeting them. She recently lost her leg due to cancer
mm-hmm.
and she gets to see JT both nights thanks to Hot 107. And I offered Justine to please come in and sit on the show with us soon, maybe even for a Flower Shop Friday, which I think would be amazing.
Yeah, let her host it.
And she seemed really excited about it. And I think one of my favorite parts about that too was, my sister and I have never been out to events before together. She's never seen me doing my thing and working. And it was so cool for her to be able to see the joy that our job can
mm-hmm.
bring to our listeners and what we do and how much joy it brings us. So that was really special for me.
Shout out to Justine as well
yes.
for her battle level that she's proven thus far, and that we're let her know that we're with her during this fight. So big ups to you.
And enjoy
we love
the
you lots.
Show tonight
yeah.
again.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.